Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. I pray that this would be a day for you that the Lord has made, and I pray and hope that you will rejoice and be glad in it. For this is the Lord's day, and I'm grateful to be here today. This is your pastor, Pastor Ola Starling, with the Anointed Word International Ministries. I am so excited this morning, just knowing that God has blessed us once again to get up this morning with new mercies. Yes, yes, He delivers us new mercies every day, and I am so grateful for that. And I pray that you and yours are well. I pray that the Lord is there with you, praise God, and that He hears you when you call upon Him. I just asked the question today, do you really know who He is? Do you know the Lord today? Are you ready to really know there is some to know that there is someone that's there to bring you out of every situation, circumstance that you're going through? Yes, and His name is Jesus. But today, praise God, I thank you, Father, for allowing me to be able to get up this morning to speak once again, because I realize, Lord, that I'm not my own. And I realize, praise God, that I can do nothing without you. I am nothing, I have nothing, and will not have anything without you. I recognize you in your glory. Thank you, Father. God, give us this day once again. Let us go forth today, God, speaking words of encouragement. Father God, in the name of Jesus, and Lord, forgiving us of every iniquity, sin, and shortcoming. Father God, forgive us, Lord. But this morning, as we come to before you, Lord, allow your word to go forth and not come back void, but that it will go out and accomplish that in which it has been sent. And God, I'm grateful. And I give you praise and I give you glory. And I pray for those, Lord, that don't know you, Father. They will get a chance to know and get in and experience this exciting relationship. Now is the time to be in a relationship with you, because this relationship does not fail. Oh, yes, yes, yes. And I'm grateful today, and I thank you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. But this morning, I want to still come to you today and just speak to you very shortly about a word, praise God, that I know, praise God, that many, many of us, praise God, are going through certain situations. But you know you're going to go through, and you will go through, but you don't have to go through alone. But you know you're going to go through, since you've been into the world, entered into the world, there has been trouble on every hand. Yes, the word trouble. But don't fear trouble, because there is someone, praise God, that can bring you out of every circumstance, every situation. And nine, every trouble that you think that you might have. But let God speak to your heart and work through your situation. Amen. But this morning we're going to talk about trouble will come. Who will be able to stand? Trouble will come. But who will be able to stand? What a question. Yes. Because sometimes troubles come, they knock you down. They knock you down unwillingly. You knock you down sometimes, you can't even get back up. You're too weak to stand. But today, praise God, we're going to talk to you about a man that's able to pull you up out of the muck and the mire clay. And place your feet on a solid rock. Yes, and that rock is Jesus. But I ask the question today, trouble will come. But who will be able to stand? And you'll find this information in the book of Acts 27 and 14. But no longer, praise God, do you have to go through these troubles and things that raise up against you and that throws you to in the tempest winds of life. You don't have to go through it alone. You can go through it with a man named Jesus, because He's there with outstretched arms saying, come as you are, and I'll in no wise cast you out. I'm here for you. I'm here for you, but you have not asked. If you ask, I'll come. Yes, yes, yes. And see, this morning we're going to talk about the books of Acts, what it means, praise God, because it meant so much to me in my lifetime, because it tells me what to do when trouble comes into my life. You see, trouble comes to all people, everybody. Yes, it does. It comes. The fact that we are saved, or the fact that we should be saved, you know, and members of the family of God, does that mean that trouble will never come to our way? Not so. It is not so. See, the south wind will blow softly sometimes, but it's always a wonderful thing when the south wind blows softly. It is the warm and the gentle, and we welcome it. But when the hard wind blows, which knocks us a little off balance, we need to have someone to stand and lean up on. But you see, this is what was going on in the book of Acts. But there was other winds, too, that came in the time of the book of Acts, and some of which was contrary wind, you know, contrary. I mean, such winds as the tempest wind that was mentioned in the verse of 14. But you see, there was some thing that was going on in that city, yes, and in that lower city was around the sea, and around the seashores of the Mediterranean in Israel, you see. And you will remember, like, when there was a rest in the temple in Jerusalem, see, there was some troubles in that time, too. And Caesar, which was at his right hand in Rome, you know, doing his thing at that time, and the citizens by being birthed, you know, there's a lot of things going on. Just like sometimes, praise God, a lot of things going on right now in your life, and you don't know which way to turn. You don't know which way where to go. You don't know who to talk to. You don't know who to trust. But I'm here to give you some direction this morning. You can trust a man named Jesus because he's there for you. Yes, 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 he's there for you. And there was many things going on in that city with religious leaders and King Agrippa and the Roman government, Festus, and all of these things was going on at that time. But the trouble was coming, but he was asking the question, who's going to be able to stand when things come upon you in this world, in this land? Will you be able to stand the test of the times of trouble? Will you give up or will you fall? Praise God, because you have no strength to stand. But if you know who Jesus is, he'll reach down and pull you up. He will pull you up out the muck and the marrow clay, and he will place your feet on a solid rock, and that rock is Jesus. And you see, as the wind rose and it came forth, you know, during that time in the book of Acts, it was trouble times, because they knew during that time the captains and all of the ship owners did not want to go into place, because during that time it's around the winter time and they didn't want to be out there on that water because they knew that was times of trouble, you see. But the decision was made to set out on a trip. Yes. See, your life is already set out to go on a trip. But your life, praise God, is going on a trip. And God has set it out for you to take that trip, but it's taking the wrong trip because somehow we have allowed our life to be deterred or be, praise God, knocked off a course. And this is what I'm saying to you today. You need to get back on course and look to the hills from which cometh your help, because you must realize, my friend, that your help cometh from the Lord. And see, on your journey, he will sustain you, regardless of how the wind may blow, how many storms may come, but he's there, praise God, to sustain you. You will not be, praise God, hurt, or even, praise God, pushed around in the storm, because you're going to hold on to a piece of that ship. And that ship, praise God, is the word of God that he gives to you, praise God, if you lean on me. See, if you lean on him, you cannot fall. Amen. You can't fall. But you see, when Paul realized that the plan to leave was to get out of where his feet were standing, which was safe harbor, okay, he warned them. Mm-hmm. He warned them. See, sometimes God sends us a warning in our lifetime. When we're steadfast, the devil comes to pluck us up. Mm-hmm. He comes to knock us off course. But you must understand, troubles will come to everyone. But will you be able to stand? Will you be able to stand in those times and testing times of your trials and your tribulation? You must make a decision today. Will you stand for him or will you fall for anything? You got to understand he's the only one that will not give out or walk out on you. He's there for you. He's always been there for you. I'm speaking to somebody this morning. He's saying, I have been there for you from the day you was placed into the mother's womb. I knew you because I placed you there. And he's saying to you, I've been there all the time. I was there all the time, waiting patiently. just waiting patiently. And now, praise God, the storms of life has begun to knock you off course. The wind began to blow, praise God. The south wind blows softly and fair, but the wind began to blow. And as they begin to blow in life, everything seems to be shifting in your life. But these are just contemporary winds. You see, they're contemporary wind because, see, God is saying to you, if you look to the hills on which cometh your help, I can deliver you from your circumstance. Because you have to understand, even if you stand and praise God in mild winds or mild storms, the storm coming sometime and they be mild, but they turn to be gigantic. And the portions that they be continue, praise God, until sometimes there is no sun shining. There is no light in your life. The violence is battering you of life. The violence of life is just begin to beat you down in the dust of your storm. But you must understand, my friend, the Lord is standing with outstretched arms, saying, come to me, and I will in no wise cast you out. I am here for your asking. You must ask. The Bible declared, if you shall knock, you shall come in. If you speak, if you knock, it'll be open. If you ask, you shall receive. You see, if you seek, you're going to find. So you need to get into the atmosphere of seeking, knocking, asking for the relationship in the hand of the Lord upon your situation. You're trying to work it out. You're not strong enough because the enemy is constantly coming at you left and right. You don't know what to do. You're in a circumstance or a situation, you don't know what to do. You're about to lose your mind. But I want to let you know, you can lose your mind, but you better get his. Because the Lord is standing there for you. He's taking you through it. He's keeping you. You must take and measure strength. Even if you go out on this voyage and you're in this voyage and you're on this big ship and all of this water, and this your boat and your ship is about to break into pieces, what are you going to do? What will you do? Who do you have to turn to? You have no one but the Lord Jesus Christ. He's there for you. You don't have to think. You can float. Hallelujah. You can float through it. You can float through it. But you must have a raft in all that you're going through. And that raft and that life saver must be the Lord Jesus Christ. He gives you hope of being saved. Trouble has come. The wind has become what was used to be a little whisper of a wind. It is turning into a storm in your life. The contrary wind will come. There is no way to know when or which wind may come next. You may come, praise God, into a situation in your home, in your life, individuals around you. But you must understand, it may come in the form, sometimes troubles come in the form of death. It come in the form of a sick loved one. It come in the form of loss. It come in the form, praise God, of trials. It come in the form of things that you never thought would even come up in your life, loss of health. It comes, dreams that don't come true. But you must understand that the Lord Jesus Christ is standing there for you because you will have troubles. Job said it no better. Yet troubles came to Job. Job said it, praise God, in Job 3:26, he said, yet man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward. Man that is born of a woman is of a few days and full of trouble. Trouble is around you. But you don't have to allow it to overtake you. He said, it comes forth as a flower and is cut down, and it flees also as a shadow, and it continues not. Paul said, we are in trouble, and we are troubled on every side, yet we are not in despair. Trouble will come, my friend. What is your troubles today? There is nothing that the Lord Jesus Christ cannot handle for you. Have you called upon him? Have you talked to him and asked him to take it? He said, give it to me, I'll bear it. He said, give it to me, I'll bear it. You do not have to bear it. He said, cast it. Cast your troubles upon me. I'll take it. Sometimes, praise God, we walk around and carry things we don't need to even worry about. I remember one thing my mother said to me, praise God for mom. Choose your battles. Choose your battles. Choose the battle you want to fight. You want to fight the battle of anxiety, worry, tossing and turning. Seem like there is no hope. There is hope. There is hope, my friend. The Lord Jesus Christ is standing there. Because we are troubled on every side, but not in despair. In Corinthians 4:8, the scripture praying it teaches us that every child of God will be called upon, will call upon to suffer for the sake of Christ. For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe in him, but also to suffer for his sake. But if you're suffering any other way, you're suffering unnecessarily. Paul expressed a deeply longing to know him in the fellowship of his suffering. But you must remember, trouble will come, and you can be prepared for it. Now, what shall we do when trouble comes? Shall we be defeated by it, or shall we overcome it by the power and the grace of Jesus and make it a stepping stone for a lofty spiritual height in us that God can take us to another level? God's word is in this position. It teaches five practical things to do when trouble comes. We must spend time alone with God. Ah, Jesus. In Acts 27:21, but after long absence, Paul stood forward in the midst of them. Okay? You see, God tell you what to do. When you get in trouble, you don't need to run to your friends. Because when you go to them, my friend, you're going to hear your troubles again. You better know who to tell your troubles to. Ah, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. You see, you got to know where Paul had been. He little doubt as to whether Paul was doing what he was doing during this terrific storm. He was down in a hole in the ship along with God. Yes, did you hear that? Even in the midst of his troubles, and the ship is about to break apart. They're out on all of this sea. There's nobody out there but the Lord and Jesus Christ and them. And Paul was not up there with the rest of them frantic. He was up there frantic. He was up down in the hold of a ship with God in prayer for divine deliverance. This was certainly the practice of great men and women of God in the Bible times. They didn't fear trouble. They went on their knees. So you got to get a degree in knowing how to get to God. See, it's okay to have a degree, but you need to have a BK degree, a bending K. As I just said, a BK, A BK is a bending knee degree. Know how to go to God in times of trouble. This was the case of Job when he faced the most stormy and troublesome crisis of his life, naming the meeting with his brothers and even with him and Esau. He dared not to face his crisis without first meeting God in the holy place of supplication. Oh, you better hear that again. Don't try to face your troubles, praise God, just on your own. But you dare not face this. He don't even dare to try to face a crisis without first meeting God in the holy place of supplication. Amen. You need to be surprised. You need to be covered. And there's another something, praise God, that came out of this, the Bible, which described Job's experience that he was going through. And Jacob was left alone, and he wrestled with the man until the breaking of the day, not knowing, praise God, he wrestled with God all night long. And he said, let me go from this day. Go, let me go for the day breaking. And he said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. And the Lord, you see, this is the Lord. And that man said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. You see, you can get in a situation, God will change the situation. He'll change your name. You see, because the devil desires to sift you as wheat. He wants to sift all the good in you out. Troubles will come. But will you be able to stand? Troubles will come, but will you stand? Would you be able to stand the test of time? Will you? Will you be able to stand when you see no way out? Will you? Will you be able to stand when your dreams didn't come true? It was broken. You may be distressed on every side, but you're not in despair. You must know your resources. You see, prayer is one of the most powerful resources in the universe. One of the most powerful resources in the universe, and it's the only one that man, since we are so brilliant, you know, we think we know more than God, since we have not even tapped into the depth of that resource. Would you be able to stand when troubles come? Would you? Trouble will come, and you can be prepared. We must spend time alone with God. Mm-hmm. We must spend time alone with God. We don't have to be defeated. We can overcome it by the power and the grace of Jesus Christ and make it a stepping stone for us to go higher in the Lord Jesus Christ. God's word is a portion and a teacher of how we should go through our troubles. We must spend time alone with God. But after the absence of Paul stood before in the midst of that, see, Paul let them know, see, you up here talking about, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to fall down on his knee down there talking to the master. He knows he see the storm arising. He see it afar off before it comes. Mm-hmm. And see, one thing about it, if we learn how to meet God, we dare not face these crises and these crises and these times of trouble without first meeting God in the holy place of supplication. And we must understand, praise God, that we're not going through something that no one else has ever gone through. There have been people in the biblical times, and even in these times, that are going through some of the same trials and tribulations. But you must understand, you don't need to stand alone. You don't need to fight the battle alone. You can have someone that can carry you, hallelujah, and carry you through every trial and tribulation. And oh, what was that? You see, he said, oh, that we would wait, that we could wait alone with God at the throne of grace in a time of trouble. You see, that's what he said. We can be there. You don't have to run from trouble. Run to the grace, to the throne of grace, and God will answer. And he will come. One of the greatest promises to be found in the pages of God's word is in Isaiah 40:31. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be wearied. And they shall walk and not faint. That word is so clear. That's a clear word. Then he tell you, now you be still and know that I'm God. In Psalms 46:10, again we are told, draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to us. In James 4:8. When trouble comes, we must wait upon the Lord, or we shall faint and fall. We shall fall. When the storm arises and the tempers of the wind get hard, when the troubles get so hard we can't bear it, when trouble came, Paul got alone and sought the face of God. When your troubles come, don't run tell your neighbor or tell your girlfriend or tell somebody. Go and tell God. If you go and tell God, you will never hear the situation again, what you're going through. We talk to the wrong people. We tell the wrong people what we're going through. When we're going through trouble, why tell them your troubles that they have some of their own? They can't handle your troubles. Where can I go but to the Lord? It is then that we come with no mask on our face or hidden motive. Take off the mask. The Lord knows you. He knows you. And you should know him. But there are many Christians today who have surrendered to problems which could be, you know, conquered by getting alone with God. There's some problem you could have been went through. It should have been banished by now. But you go to your neighbor. And sometimes, my friend, can I tell you this and be real with God and you? Sometimes you can't even go to the preacher man. You're going to tell him he got more troubles than you. Go to God. Troubles will come, but will you be able to stand? You need to go to God. Someone has said believers should praise God for anything that brings us to our knees, to keep us depending on God. We should praise God. We should praise God that keeps us, for anything that keeps us depending on Him and brings us to our knees. You need a degree in a BK degree, a bending knee degree. Yes. Mm-hmm. You need a bending knee degree. Bend. Get in the face of God. Kneels and reckon upon God, okay, presence. Yes. For there stood by me this night the angel of God. This is what the word of God says. Whom I am and whom I serve. How often is this word the Lord tells us that He will always be with us? How much is much have meant to Paul when he was in that storm of life on that sea? When the angel of the Lord appeared to him that night and told him not, don't you be afraid. Fear is of torment. Don't fear. Stand still and watch the hand of God. When trouble comes, you see, when trouble comes, if the child of God would only remember that the Lord will be with you and that He can reckon His presence, He will sustain you. And He said, my presence shall go with thee and I will give thee rest. You're tossing and you're turning, you're tossing and turning all night long. You can't rest. Anxiety attacks. Come on, come on. Anxiety attacks. Depression setting in. Aggravation, blood pressure going up. Headaches constantly. Never happy no more. Always got a frown on your face. See, you got to know where to go and get your peace. You got to know and go where to test release. You got to learn how to release, relieve, and relax. Yes. And you can do it in Christ Jesus. He said, my presence shall go with thee, and I will give thee rest. Ha! Huh. Yes, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. And he says in Exodus 33:14, yea, though I walk through the valley in the shadows of death, but you don't have to fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. I know where to get my comfort when trouble comes and arises. I know how to be content in my situation. Hey, thank you, Father. Yes, Yeshua. Thank you, God. In Psalms 23:4, for he had said, I will never leave thee. You must be forgotten that. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Hebrews 13:5. See, God is his word is a sure thing. Yes, his word is a sure thing. If he said it, it is so. He will never leave you or forsake you. You're not alone. You're not alone. Even if you're faced with the sickness, you're not alone. I want you to remember that Jesus is here all the time. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Reckon upon his presence. Cling to him so strongly that you can imagine him sitting in a chair talking with you, holding a conversation with you. You got to get in that place called there. Mm-hmm. And when you get there, he will meet you there because he promised to come there. Get in the and when you get in the place called there, your troubles will cease. I pray today, praise God, that you catch hold to the word that troubles don't last always. And there's no need for you to fret, because the Lord knows what you're going through. Yes, the troubles will come because you were born of a woman. But the Lord can carry you through. When he said, praise God, he told me, I know why his hand was upon my chair. He was holding on to the nail-scarred hand of Jesus and his conscious of his presence when he died. You see, you got to get a vision of something you can believe and hold on to. You don't have anything, you have nothing to hold on to. I tell you today, my friend, get a vision in your eyes. I know that he's standing with outstretched arms. Then come to me, and I'll in no wise cast you out. We must believe the promises. And the promises was, I believe God, that he shall be even as he was, and he said unto me, he will never leave me nor forsake me. Trouble will come. Will you be able to stand? You can. The Lord is saying, I'm here. Come to me. Give it to me. I'll bear it. Give it to me. I'll take it. Cast all of your cares upon me, for I care just for you. The promise is sure. Remember, the promise is sure. When trouble comes and we're overwhelmed, give it to Jesus. He'll take it. I pray that you be blessed today. I pray, praise God, that the word will find you. Some word was spoken this morning to inspire you, to let you know help is at your disposal. I pray, praise God, that you have a blessed day today. And at this time tomorrow morning, I pray that you just continue to be happy in the Lord. Get happy. Stop being burdened. You know, I love to be happy. You know, one thing about it, because life is what it is. And the only one can change it for you is the Lord Jesus Christ. Make him your Lord today. And until you do, you'll never know what I speak, the word, praise God, of mystery. He's there for your asking. You have a blessed day, and be blessed.